Here's some fresh toast for you on this fine Thursday morning as the Gateway Arch looms over my right shoulder. So the issue of the day. What if I told you that the St. Louis Blues were bringing in a top five winningest coach in National Hockey League history into the fold? That's pretty darn exciting, right? Think about all the NHL coaches in the history of the game. There have been probably thousands at this point. Well, we're getting one of the top five, but the problem that you fans seem to have, it's Ken Hitchcock that we're bringing in as a consultant. Sorry it's not Scotty Bowman. He is enjoying semi-retirement in Tampa after years of babysitting his son Stan in Chicago. I'm sorry it's not Joel Quenneville or Barry Trotz. They're busy with full-time jobs. And I'm sorry it's not former Blue Al Arbor. He is currently busy being dead. Rest in peace, Al, by the way. But many of you are groaning, why Hitchcock? Well, it's because of the thing in between his ears. That gray, wrinkly hunk of stuff that we all have. Well, most of us anyway. Filled with some of the most desirable hockey knowledge you can find. Why shouldn't the Blues be interested in picking his brain? It just makes sense, right? Remember a few years ago when the Blues had Larry Robinson on as an advisor? All-time legendary defenseman with Montreal, former head coach of New Jersey. No one had a problem with it then, because a lot of you didn't even know he was even around. That's also because he was not behind the bench. That's Craig Berube's job, after all. He was a consultant. Do you know why companies hire consultants? Their advice, their wisdom, not to run their actual companies. You want to pick their brains for wisdom, maybe see if things could be done a little differently. Ken Hitchcock is going to be Craig Berube's phone-a-friend. That's it. That's all. It could be worse. It could be Mike Keenan. And then there's Peter Chiarelli, and I heard the wailing from you fans about this guy, and honestly, I don't blame you. I joined in on that wailing myself. He was hot garbage in Edmonton, so you have a right to be concerned. But did y'all forget that Chiarelli has been hanging around the Blues organization for like a year as a senior advisor to Doug Armstrong? Oh yeah, you forgot. You totally forgot, admit it. I remember when he was brought on, and I remember the complaints back then. And then you know what I heard? Nothing. Y'all forgot. Y'all moved on. Sure, there's been some drama with the Blues organization in the past year or so, but do you really think Chiarelli had any fingerprints on that? Do you think Doug Armstrong would have let him? The guy is a former Stanley Cup winning GM with Boston. He helped shape that team, and then he went on to the toxic sludge pit that is Edmonton, where hockey and joy just do not mix anymore. Kind of like water and the oil that is pumped out of the ground up there. He does have at least some idea how to do his job, and that's just what he's here for. Ideas. That's it. Do you even know who Chiarelli is replacing as vice president of hockey operations for the Blues? Dave Taylor. Do you even know Dave Taylor's biggest accomplishment in that role? Do you even know what Dave Taylor looks like? Well, if your answer is no to both of those questions, then congratulations, you're 99.9% of us. And guess where Dave Taylor is going? He's going to be a senior advisor to Doug Armstrong, the same role Chiarelli already had. Just as Dave Taylor's existence came and went like a fart in the wind, may Peter Chiarelli's pass in the same way. Whether it's Hitchcock or Chiarelli that's bugging you, neither is worth jumping off the Eads Bridge for. It's going to be fine. After all,
the closer we are to danger, the farther we are from harm.
I'm Tom Franklin, reminding you to always play to the whistle. Look at that arch. It's beautiful, isn't it?
For new episodes, merchandise, and behind-the-scenes content, be sure to visit ToastedSTL.com. Or follow us on Twitter at Toasted St. Louis. I'm the voice of the Blues, Tom Calhoun. Let's get toasted!